103.7 to be inside the Midday Cafe. If you're just tuning in the studio with me, Mike Thompson from Thompson Production, and he's bringing us a great production come this Saturday. And it's only a few days away, and you are sure to be blessed this Saturday, 6 p.m. at the Waters Performing Arts Auditorium. And I have one of the featured guests on the line. Very excited to have this young man who's very talented and vocally blessed, gospel recording artist and BET Sunday Best Season 5 finalist, Ashford Sanders. How are you today?
Very much good and making. I'm blessed. How y'all doing?
All right. Yeah, I'm ready. Yeah. And the community is definitely ready. And you sound excited.
Yeah, I'm so excited. This is going to be my first time coming up towards the just Michigan period. And I'm telling you, I'm ready to come and bring the Ashford dance there. Then I started a new dance called the Dip.
Okay.
And we're going to be dipping it away in there, and I just want really the anointing of God to show up and bless so many people. And I'm really excited. You know, I'm really, really excited about what God's going to do this weekend.
Definitely, and I am as well. And can you teach me how to do that step, do that dance?
Oh, see that? When you come there, this Saturday, I'm going to bring you up on stage, and we're going to do it together.
Okay, I guess I better have my dancing shoes on.
I have your dancing shoes on, because we're going to make it all happen. I just really want us to have a great, great time. You know, listen, to everybody out there in the radio land that's listening, please go get a ticket. Call your uncle, sister, mama, cousin. Everybody tell them go get that ticket and be there, because it's going to listen. And Josh is there. Josh, the winner of Sunday Best. Awesome singer, great friend of mine. And I'm telling you, you will not be sorry for purchasing this ticket. Go and please be there, because you're going to have a time of your life.
And it sounds that way. You're already just bringing energy just now, so we can only imagine what's to come on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't no telling what's going to happen.
Definitely looking forward to it. Can we talk a little bit about your history and a little bit about your background? How long have you been singing?
Well, you let my mama tell it. I'm actually with her now. But if you let her tell it, she said I was singing before I was born.
Okay.
before I was talking. You know, and I've always, you know, I used to be in the washroom. We used to go to the laundromat before we were able to get the wash in the house. And I used to go to the laundromat and I'd be singing around the laundromat. And I remember sometimes she'll look up and say, "Hush, boy, just be quiet." You know, it's always been a part of me. I've always had a passion to sing gospel music since kindergarten.
Okay.
It's always been my goal. When they used to say, write something about yourself and what are your goals, what are you planning to do? Mine was always, one day I want to be a national gospel singer. You know, and just then it was a gospel singer. I really didn't understand Christ. Mm-hmm. And I didn't understand the importance of gospel music. But now, you know, I'm a servant, and that's my goal. Yeah, I want to sing gospel, but through gospel, I want to serve God and be a spokesperson for Him. You know, so, and for the most part, I came up watching the Ken Spirituals. I'm a great fan of the Ken Spirituals, and I think my favorite two groups were, my favorite artists were the Ken Spirituals and Michael Jackson.
All right.
That's what I watched. They were great entertainers to me, you know, great entertainers.
Definitely.
And they kind of just taught me the ropes, you know, of simplicity. Mike was a simple artist, and Harvey Watkins was really simple, so... it just really kind of rooted me and gave me what I needed to be where I am now. And it's just beginning. This is only the beginning.
Well, you are definitely well on your way.
Yes, ma'am. I'm excited, and I thank you guys for the opportunity for even having us there. And I just really, really pray that God bless this weekend and that it be what it needs to be.
And it will be. Where are you originally from?
I'm originally from Canton, Mississippi, hometown of the Canton Spirituals.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's my hometown and old country boy. And like they say, I'm just a poor boy from Mississippi. just that poor boy and just making it, you know. I've never been a bad boy, never been interested in drugs or smoking or, you know, I've always had this thing. I was telling my sister just last night, I said, I wonder why I'm not that boy that listen to Lil Wayne all the time, or I don't have a desire to do the wrong, you know, just what the average, I'm 26 years old. Mm-hmm. And a lot of 26-year-old guys my age are far from the church.
Right.
And they're far from trying to be a God servant. And, you know, she said, that's because you're chosen. And I said, well, I guess I am, because my desire is God, and my desire, and not that I'm perfect and I make all the right choices or the right decisions, but for the most part, I'm rooting, and I recognize when I'm wrong, and I recognize when I fall, and I'm able to fix it. You know, I tell my band all the time, it's okay to mess up, it's okay to get it wrong, but you gotta know that you were wrong. If you don't know you're wrong, that's when there's a problem.
You're right about that.
That's right, that's right.
So with that being said, now y'all know I will talk all day now.
Okay. Well, we have plenty of ground to cover and plenty of things to talk about. Let's talk about your experience on BET Sunday Best and how that's changed your life.
Wow. Well, you know, that was my third time trying out for Sunday Best. And the total experience was life-changing, most definitely. And I'm a witness that it doesn't matter if you don't get it the first 2, 3, 4 times. Go back and try again. Mm-hmm. And to have the experience of meeting Kirk Franklin and Yolanda and Donnie, all of them, was one thing. But being on that stage in general, it matures you so much. When you get to see what goes on behind stage, and sometimes we have to go and do retakes, and it just really matures you, and it gives you a different outlook on what's to come, you know. Mm-hmm. And just last Saturday in Houston, I was one of the preliminary judges for the audition process. And I thought about that. I said, man, look at God. Here it goes. I didn't even make it the first 3 times. And now here I am judging.
Wow.
You know, here I am judging. So that was just, like, all in itself, like, amazing. You know, I had a chance to go out and have dinner with Kirk Franklin. And I said, man, there's something how you can sit here and, you know, when it's just a start, and I can go back to when it was only a dream for me, when it was just, man, one day this is going to happen, and one day I'm going to get here, and one day, and I just kept saying that, one day this is going to happen, one day I'm going to achieve this, and now to see it come to pass, then let me know that there is a God, and if you hold firm to what you believe, and if you hold firm to your faith, I'm telling you, stuff will come to pass, and it will work out for your good.
That's right. That's right.
So you are living.
Right. Absolutely.
Yes, living testimony that dreams do come true.
That's right.
And yes, and that there is, and that there's definitely a God out there. If you're just tuning in on the phone lines, I have BET Sunday Best Season 5 finalist Ashford Sanders. What can the audience expect this Saturday without giving away too much? Because, of course, we want them to purchase their ticket and see you live in person.
Well, listen. If they just go to YouTube, and type in Ashford Sanders and just watch some of the video clips. Now, the thing is, when you're watching something on YouTube, you really don't get the full effect unless you are in the actual.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
In the house.
Right.
You know, so I'm telling y'all, if you ain't never even seen Ashford Sanders, just take a chance this Saturday. And just come out, you know. And if you've never seen Joshua Rogers, just take a chance and come out. And I guarantee you, you will say, wow, that was an experience of a lifetime. Because I'm telling you, I trips myself out. When I go back and I watch the videos, I be cracking up. I said, that boy, that is crazy. I literally do. Like, boy, it's just hilarious to me. But I like having a good time. And I think as Christians, we should be able to have a great time in God. It doesn't have to be so serious and so on a level with theirs, and no laughter and enjoyment, you know. So
right.
I like to do it all, you know. A lot of people put me in a box of quartet artists, and I love quartet music, but I'm not constricted to just being a quartet artist. I do it all. You give me a praise and worship song, I know how to deliver a praise and worship song. You give me a quartet song, I can do it. You give me a country song, I will deliver a country song. Yeah, you just got to know how to be well-rounded. I think a great singer can sing anything.
Yes, you're right about that.
Absolutely.
And God has blessed me to be anointed with what I do and blessed me to be a great singer and to have wisdom and knowledge in what I'm doing. So I just want you guys to really come out and make it happen. You know, I wish y'all had some of my CDs there so we can do a call in and give away a couple of CDs. you know, but nevertheless, we're going to make that happen. I do have product, and they'll be there this Saturday.
Oh, good.
And I'm, yeah, so we're just going to do it and make it happen.
Well, there you go. Well, Ashford, I had a real quick question for you. With the BET, going back to the BET Sunday Best Show that you were a competitor on, what was it that made you decide to continue to pursue it? Because most of the time, you know, when, you know, with a lot of artists, at least, on a competition like that, if you are eliminated where you don't get past the first round at first, then it kind of shuts you down a little bit where you don't, you never re-pursue or try it again, would be the word I'm going to say. What was it that made you decide to say, you know what, I fell, it didn't work that time, but you got up, you brushed yourself off, you tried it again, you didn't get in a second time, you got up and brushed yourself off a third time, but then now you end up being where, with the opinion of a lot of people nationally, they were, myself included, absolutely was shocked at the point when you got eliminated out of the show. So I guess the question overall is that what was the drive for you that made you continue to keep on trying to be an inspiration to somebody else who may want to pursue something that they kind of given up on?
Well, I think I had to realize, well, first, I know the first year I went, I was nervous.
Right.
That was number one. And the second year I went, I was nervous. But the first year, I didn't sing as well as I could.
Okay.
The second year, and then too, I hadn't developed a lot of the knowledge over. I'm telling you, God blessed me with a lot of wisdom just in a matter of months. So I think God had to get me to a level of confidence and a level of word, Bible word.
Okay.
So that when, because there's more to it than just singing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that I did lose the desire to go back. Mm-hmm. And I had one of my pastor friends to call me, and he said, I want you to go back and try it. He said, I don't know. He said, you might not even make it. He said, but something good is going to come out. And I went again that year, and I didn't make it that year either. So I missed that next year.
Mm-hmm.
And the last year I went, the year I did make it, I wasn't intended to try out for Sunday Best. I actually went to Austin, Texas to audition for the Simon Cowell Show, X Factor.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Wow. Wow.
After audition, I made it through that audition, and after I was getting ready to leave, I walked out the door, and some random guy I had never seen him. He said, "Hey, man, you should go try out for Sunday Best." I said, "I don't know." He said, "Well, they're in Dallas, Texas tomorrow." I said, "What?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "You should go try it." And I looked at my drummer, and I said, "Man, we didn't have but a full tank of gas to get back to Mississippi." I said, "Man, you want to go to Dallas?" This is the way he talked. This is what he said. He said, "Hey, Jew, whatever you want to do." You know, that's the way he talked. And yeah, so we went on to Dallas, Texas, man. And long story short, that was it. You know, I wasn't even supposed to. That wasn't even my intention. But I went, and, you know, to God be the glory, we made it happen. And I made it on the show. And it's been history after that, man.
Now you're jet setting.
Oh, yes.
Sir. You know, the fan base is crazy, man. You know, it's just like, it's just amazing. Everywhere you go now, people know who you are. I don't care where you go, all over the world. They recognize you. You know, I know at the Stella Awards, I know I took about 2,000 pictures.
Oh, wow. One last final question on my part to Ashford. Is you're best known for out of all the songs that you sing or perform, or even the ones you did on BET during the competition, you are absolutely best known for "Millions Didn't Make It." That was the one that is what you are best known for. Now that is a song that was done by the Winans Brothers some number of years ago, but you seem to have more popularity with it, as you know. So choice of song, if I can ask. What made you choose that particular one, which has now been somewhat like your stamp? It's been a stamp put on you for now.
Actually, I didn't choose it. I don't know if I can say this, but they'll post later. I didn't choose it. They select your songs for you.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, and so when they gave me "Millions Didn't Make It," I didn't like it. I had never heard it before. And, you know, the original start out with, "If I," you know, something like that. And I did not like that song, and I looked at the musicians, one of the musicians, I think it was Big Jim, and I told him, I said, this is not going to work. We got to do something different. You know, I'm more of the churchy kind of guy. You know, give me Vanessa Bell, Nobody But Jesus, or give me something else.
Right,
but
right.
Not Millions. And so he said, well, this is what you got to deal with.
Right, right.
Yeah, so I took Millions to my hotel room that night, and I listened to the original song one time.
Okay.
I didn't want to listen to it twice because I didn't want to learn the way that Marvin Winans and them did it. I just needed an idea.
Okay.
And so I listened to it one time, and that was it. And when I went to rehearsal the next day, I kind of said, okay, Big Jim, we're going to cut out all this right here, and we just going to start it at, there'll probably be a thousand things. And we go into Millions from there. Now, the night of the show, I just was ad-libbing. You know, I just kind of got into my zone and
everything,
you know.
Yeah, you sure did. Came.
You know, my mind began to roam a few weeks ago.
Right.
I was in an audition in line. But look at me tonight. I'm standing here with you. Thousands didn't make it. Thousands was out there. But I just happened to be one who did.
Wow.
You know, so it just kind of flowed like that. And
well, it was a spectacular performance.
Yes,
that's the last comment I wanted to make, spectacular. And I know that for the people who will be in the building on Saturday night, we'll be looking, myself included, we'll be looking very much forward to you performing that song. And the only request I'm going to give you, my brother, is don't cut the songs off too quick.
All right.
I want you, you know, I want
well,
you to.
Well, Leandria got on me for that too.
Yeah, yeah. Don't cut them off quick.
You don't have to sing longer than that.
Yeah.
I just sing it the way they gave it to. They gave me 30 seconds of that song on the show.
Right.
And was it a minute or something? Maybe a minute and 20 seconds, but that was it. You know. And,
right.
and so I just kept it. But now, since Leandria fussed at me, I said, I guess I can make it a little longer now.
There you go.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah, we're going to do it. We're going to make it. I'm so excited, man, and I'm just, I want to, if y'all out listening, all the radio, get as many young people there as possible.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I'm one, I do it all. With the young folks, the old folks, I got some. I lied to come up in there and say, I wouldn't have a religion, you know.
So you got a little something for everybody there.
Yes.
They don't sing like that no more.
That's all they know.
Well, we're definitely looking forward to your performance this Saturday for Bless 3. And before we go, how can people keep updated with you? Do you have a website, Facebook, Twitter?
My website is AshfordSanders.com, just my name.com.
Okay.
And you can go on there. You can see what upcoming events we have. Also, I'm on Twitter. It's @AshfordSanders. And you can follow me on Twitter, hit me up, holler at me. I'm starting to respond. I'm new with the media stuff, so I'm learning. And then I'm on Facebook. So that's just Ashford Sanders. You can follow me on Facebook and find out what we got going on and holler at me. You know what I'm saying? I do respond to my fans. And, you know, so just holler at me. And I'm a down-to-earth guy. You know, I'm not so somewhere where you can't. I'm just me. You know, I'm the same Ashford I was before I made the show.
All right.
You know, it's just a title attached, but nevertheless, I'm still me, and I'm still down to earth, and I still got to serve God the way everybody else does.
Okay.
There you go. Can't say it better than that.
Before we go, can you tell the listeners about the song Praise and Glory?
Oh, Praise and Glory was actually written by myself, a guy named Gerald Nichols. Gerald came up with the original concept, and he told me one day, he said, man, I got this song, I'm having problems getting the words to it. And I said, play it and let me listen at it. And he played it, and he and I, we sat there and we came up with, I give you glory, I give you praise. And it just kind of flowed from there. And I actually recorded it with the New Mount Calvary Christian Center Choir from Jackson, Mississippi, under the direction of Rhonda Chambers. She's on the Black Bear Records, the Williams Brothers label. And, so it's a really great praise and worship song. It's actually going to be on my new CD. We're going back and we're going to do a studio version of it. But, yeah, the live version is nice. Are you going to play that?
Yes. And I would like you to set it up.
Yeah, well, Praise and Glory, it's not that old. So it's probably, I think we did it like last year. Great song, worship song, and it will bless you. ladies and gentlemen. So am I introducing the song, or are you introducing?
No, I'm going to give you the honor of introducing, and we're definitely looking forward to your performance at Bless 3, and we encourage everyone to get your tickets and be in the house this Saturday, 6 p.m. at the Waters Performing Arts Auditorium. And it's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. Look forward to seeing all y'all this weekend. Thank you guys for the opportunity, and I look forward to seeing you again. And here we go, ladies and gentlemen, with my song, Praise and Glory. I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you. You take care.
Take care, man.
All right, you too.
I give you glory, I give you praise.